This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to the last rainy day of the week.
Here we are.
It's about time. Of course, it had to be the long weekend, rainy both days. And apparently tornado warning south of the city, too.
Oh, casual.
So that was fun.
Yeah.
Jax also turned 32 this week.
Oh, big gal.
Welcome to the big 32.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome to join me at the 32 Club. Jax has this thing where she loves to say that I'm very old,
yeah.
But I'm like 3 months older than her.
So You're very old.
So let's check in with everybody. Jax, what is on your mind?
Listen. I've been a resident of over 5 years of Toronto, but I've been a cheap resident. And this weekend, I changed. I'm a new woman.
Why?
I took the 407.
Oh, okay? Yeah. You've never taken the 407?
I was on it for like a hot second, but I'm scared.
Oh.
But listen, she was off to Peterborough, and I had places to be, and I took the 407.
It's great until you forget to pay your bill, and then it's not great.
So I'm terrified of just the bill in general, but I was like driving, and I was like, this is what it feels like to be alive.
Yeah.
I'll never go on it again because I can't afford it, but my goodness gracious. Wow, people at the 407 live it lavishly.
Yeah,
it's
great, like I said, until you get the bill, and they're like emailing you and sending you mail, and it's like you're spending all of the money that you make on sending me mail to tell me that I owe you $20.
True.
Jesse, what's up with you?
So much Fashion Nova has never been in one song. This Friday, Meg Thee Stallion and Cardi B are going to be releasing a song
the
together.
The gals.
Wow.
I love that.
I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
I am too. That'll be a great song.
It's going to be hard as hell.
Here's the thing, though. How are you going to shoot a music video now? You know what I mean? Like, it's in the COVID-19 music videos are going to be interesting. Don't you think?
Taylor Swift did it.
She did.
It took her a month, and she had to have doctors on set. But I mean, it happened.
That's the thing. And Taylor Swift's budget, it's probably bigger than everybody else's budget. You know what I'm saying?
Fair, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And speaking of Taylor Swift, her fans, you would think are nice. They're not.
Oh.
They threatened to burn down a writer's house over the weekend over a bad review. We'll explain the story.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Don't you dare mess with Taylor Swift fans. Don't you dare. They'll mess you up.
Is this story going to scare me?
Yes, it will. Okay, so her album came out like a week and a half ago, and it's doing really well. It's number one on Billboard, and everybody's happy and whatever. So a writer for Pitchfork, and if you don't read Pitchfork, it's basically just it's a music website.
Yeah.
Right? It's like Rolling Stone.
Very reputable.
Yes. Writer for Pitchfork, Gillian Mapes, gave Taylor Swift's eighth album an 8 out of 10.
Okay.
Which, man, if I came home with an 8 out of 10 on anything, my parents would have thrown a party.
It's also fair. Like, the album's incredible, but, you know, 8 out of 10? Okay, yeah, cool.
But if you're a Taylor Swift fan, it wasn't a 10 out of 10.
Okay.
So what the hell is wrong with you?
Oh, no.
Now, So I don't know if you know what being doxxed is, but if you're being doxxed, it means that your home address and phone number are tweeted out as well as pictures of your home. So she was doxxed by Taylor Swift fans, who then emailed her and threatened her and said, we know where you live, started calling her and saying, we're going to burn down your house.
Yeah. What? So
one creepy tweet reads...
Don't do this.
I gotta read you this tweet. It's amazing. Anyone who comes after the dark queen, Taylor Swift, dies alone and will be burned forever. You will be filled with your dark fears and demons. You will never be happy or sleep well again.
Like, this is...
For an 8 out of 10!
This is an adult human being on the internet writing these things.
I don't know if it's an adult.
Okay.
I'm not really sure. I'm sure they should be under adult supervision.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like, Taylor Swift fans aren't babies anymore. They are people in their 20s and 30s
people,
and 40s. Yeah.
Like, also, when did we start calling Taylor Swift the Dark Queen? I've never heard that name. Have you?
I never thought, I never looked at Taylor Swift and said, you know, she's the Dark Queen. That's the one we choose.
This is spooky and I don't like it.
I don't think the writer liked it either.
I bet not.
99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, we're already 2 weeks into these automated speed cameras. I bet you forgot they existed, because I did. Between July 6th and July 20th, 50 new cameras hit drivers with 7,645 tickets. And that was announced on Friday. One location, the camera at Renforth Drive and Lafferty Street in Etobicoke, has been particularly busy. Camera alone has issued 890 tickets in that time period.
Stop it.
That's a tenth of the tickets. One camera. And away from Renforth, there has been one car that has been busted. an impressive amount of times. They don't know who this person is. Well, they sort of do, but they're not obviously, you know, announcing his name.
No information.
But they are saying, listen, man, sort it out, because you're going to have a very full mailbox very soon.
Slow down.
That's the thing with these. They don't take any points off of you, but you're paying the fine because somebody in your car, whether it was you or somebody else, is going way past the speed limit. In the Trehorn and Dufferin Road area, also in Etobicoke, this one car has been busted 8 times. 8 times in 14 days.
Stop.
Yeah. And the tickets can be like $200-$300 bucks.
Zipping around. You're going to get in trouble.
Imagine you get $1,500 in speeding fines in the mail. Well, that's not a good day.
I don't like this game of finding out later. You know what I mean? Because I have a tendency to get zippy sometimes, and I worry.
As we all do.
Yeah.
Yeah. But especially, you know, when it's the worst is if you go early in the morning. Like, you're on the road right now, and it's clear, and you're like, I can last a little bit. Downtown, you cannot anymore. They will catch you.
They're going to get you.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to see how many tickets show up in your mailbox. I'm pretty excited for you.
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
No, you can be excited all you want, but when I come in here, you know, 4:30, sobbing, you're going to have to deal with it. You're going to have to go into big brother mode because I'm going to be shook.
Or you could just slow down.
That too.
Just a suggestion.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What is the most demanding job or the most demanding boss you've ever had?
Sobey's Bakery was a tough time.
Was it really?
Yeah, he ran me hard. Trevor Johnston. He had no time for my games.
Why did he drive you hard? What was the specifics of that?
He wanted more from me. And I was...
And you were a teenager?
I was a little teenager and I was a little bit lax with the rules and my heart wasn't in it, you know?
Fair enough.
Wanted more.
Well, nothing like this person. There is a job posting up on a well-known entertainment site called entertainmentcareers.net. An anonymous, quote, well-known celebrity / influencer with 10-plus million followers from YouTube posted a, quote, part-time job listing for a personal assistant. Now, already, if you're a personal assistant, part-time's not part of it.
No.
Personal assistants work hard, and they're long hours,
and
they are often really well-paid if they're very, very good. Rightfully so. Let's run through the list of what you would have to do for this part-time job.
No.
It's long. Buckle up. First one, feel comfortable planning, managing calendar activities.
Okay.
It's not crazy. Number two, be on property for 8 hours a day, cleaning, cooking, communicating with producer, videographer, editor, managers, all stylists, cleaning services, other celebrities or friends.
Okay.
This is a part-time job.
Yeah.
For $25 to $30 an hour, an assistant also must be on call almost 24/7.
Stop.
But presumably won't be paid for calls at home. Researching and preparing all pre-production, production, and post-production activities. And I can tell you, if you've never worked in television, which most people have not, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Usually you have a team of 5 or 6 people doing pre, post, and actual production. Normally. Handling all personal tasks for the YouTuber. I don't know what that means.
That's too broad. I don't like it.
You must be able to remain calm, rational, and hardworking at all times. You must answer the phone or be on call almost 24/7. You must keep all emotional private matters away from this world.
Oh, no.
This world. This YouTuber definitely wrote it themselves.
Yeah.
You must be able to handle hundreds of small tasks at
once. Hundreds? What? Dear God.
You must be able to be a bad guy, remove emotion, handle intense conversations, and bounce back instantly from any mistakes without emotion.
Harsh.
You must remain sober, yet social.
Oh.
And inviting in very high-profile environments. You cannot take photos, post to social media, or seem to be driven by fame.
Jess.
I got it. This keeps going. Once COVID-19 is over, you must be willing to travel anywhere in the world at any time. Should someone fit this bill, they will be paid $25 to $30 an hour.
Sorry, what?
Schedule, plan, and prepare all filming, editing, posting. You manage, analyze, and report all social media posting and performance. Plan and schedule the calendar daily. Wake the client up with their schedule, their coffee, and their other requests.
What?
Constantly be letting maids / makeup artists / editor stylists enter the home or office. Schedule and assist with travel, including taking clients to meetings, filmings, fittings, studio sessions and parties. Organize and pack and unpack bags constantly. All personal day-to-day tasks. The ideal candidate, according to the listing, also has a car and lives within 40 to 60 miles of Los Angeles.
You better
Angeles.
Be buying me a car to come to your house to do all that.
I'm exhausted like, just reading that. I want to get paid 25 to 30 bucks an hour for reading that.
That sounds like a meltdown waiting to happen. Like,
yes.
I would be manic at that point. Nobody can do that much. And for 30 bucks an hour, this person, whoever does this, should be paid $1,000 an hour.
Yes. Yes. And unfortunately, people that want into entertainment that bad,
man,
someone will absolutely take this. Absolutely.
You strength. Love.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
If you like vending machines and you like safety, well, you are in luck. Some PPE vending machines are popping up around Toronto. A couple of them been spotted at Yorkdale and Canada Square. So here's the price rundown, which I think you're going to love. You can get hand sanitizers for $9.95, cloth masks for $19.95 each, KN95 masks for $22.95, and cloth masks with string ties for $22.95 each.
That's a very expensive
right?
purchase.
I know. I was like, oh, this is great. This is convenient, you know, like if you run out. But like, this seems...
profiteering, maybe?
Yeah, it could be it. But if you're looking for it, that's what world we're living in.
Okay? Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Anyway. Now listen, you got to stop jet skiing around Niagara Falls, okay? This is a sentence I actually had to say. So I guess OPG, people are very upset with folks literally sea-doing around Niagara River, and they're getting obviously way too close to the falls. These water sports enthusiasts are called reckless, dangerous, selfish, and stupid by the police in Niagara region. So they're just saying, please. Like,
and they're probably making videos.
Yeah, they're making videos. They're doing.
It's probably for YouTube or for TikTok or whatever.
It's something, and like they're getting really, really close. And I don't know if you know about the falls, but they're dangerous.
I've heard you don't survive it.
No, and nor should you try. So you know what? Stay out of there, guys. And Adam, this is going to tickle your fancy. How about an e-bike service that you can rent at the tip of your finger?
See, I love this.
Yeah, I know you do.
I love this.
So if you are familiar with the company Zig Bikes, there's a few of them on the road right now. Now, Zig had launched for residents in Canada in the past few months. Some of the bikes hit the roads on June 1st. They're looking to add 100 more bikes to their flock in the next 10 days. And it's literally like what you do is you have it for 2 weeks for $89. You do like a monthly fee. Like it's actually pretty accessible. But like Bixie bikes that we see around Toronto, you need to know how to ride them, friends. So if you're going to ride them, be safe. They're going to be on the roads. You're going to see them bumping around. So just respect each other. I worry. That's what's trending. I'm Jax.
Thank you, Jax.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So you put big plans in your birthday. And then it goes to hell. Like, it goes really bad. Sometimes that happens. Best laid plans, terrible outcomes. Yeah. So if you had one of those birthdays, I want you to text us at 999 or 416-872-9999 because I want to see if you can outdo Jax. Her 32nd birthday. Let's talk about the premise first before what happened.
Yeah.
Okay. So the premise is what, Jax? What are you doing for your 32nd, which was this past weekend?
We're leaving town.
Okay.
We're going to the Kawarthas, baby.
Yeah, already I'm in.
Exactly, right? We've rented a houseboat. My buddies and I, my best friend's husband, Matt, he has his boating license. So like the past couple years, we've been wanting to do a houseboat adventure. You know, it's not a lot of folks want to hit the high seas because of COVID right now. So there's some vacancies.
Mm-hmm.
So we did it this weekend and it was something, let me tell you what.
So, okay. Describe this boat, because I think my first question is like, how many people and how many bedrooms?
Okay, so there was five of us, and it is like,
How many bedrooms?
I mean, are you asking me how many bedrooms?
How many bedrooms, Jax?
Zero.
So you rented a floating dock with a motor on it, probably.
No. It was like a trailer on water.
Okay.
And but it's
trailers have bedrooms for the record, but I'm just
stop. But it's not about bedrooms, it's what turns into a bed.
Okay, what do you have?
We got the couches. They turn into beds, they fold down into beds.
Okay, so that's two. There's five. So I guess two of you were a couple, right? There was a couple there.
Yeah, Maddie and Emma.
So we're still missing three beds.
Well, don't you worry, because the kitchen table also turns into a bed.
Oh,
and
wow.
That's where I laid my head to rest.
Well, that's nice. They didn't even give you the couch on your birthday?
No, and there was like this like top bunk, and it was like they were like, you can sleep up there. And I was like, oh no. It was like five, like 3 feet high, and it just had like weird yoga mats on the ground.
Sounds great. Now, you wake up Sunday morning, yeah, and you're trying to be chill about everything.
Yeah.
What happens to the boat?
Oh, well, we had hit some hard seas, Adam Wild. It was raining very hard, and we were washed ashore, and there was many rocks, and then, the motor was so wet it wouldn't work. It took us 5 hours to go like 2.5 kilometers.
Wow. Yeah. How'd you get it going?
We called to panic. We had to wait, you know?
Uh-huh.
We had to wait.
So did they come and fix it?
No, they were like, I think they get a lot of frantic calls like that. They were like, give it a half an hour, give it an hour. And we did, as I ate sandwiches and cried. And it ended up working. And here we come.
Right.
So we came back a day early.
Yeah. Okay.
The service was great, though. They were sweethearts.
I'm not saying that. And there was also a little pizza shop you wanted to shout out.
Yeah, I wanted to give a shout out to Bob's Pizza. They were so sweet. And they listened to Virgin Morning. So
oh, that's nice.
And they're like, oh, look who it is.
So let me just ask you, let me ask you this. If you were to rate, and it's not because of the company that rented you the boat, it's not because of your friends, but if you were to rate the what should have been a 10 out of 10 birthday, what would you give it out of 10?
We're going to go with a hard 4.
Wow.
I was worried, okay?
Want to spend your birthday stressed out.
I didn't think I'd ever come back to land.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wild, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Couple stories here who think they can outdo Jax's terrible birthday party this weekend, where she rented a houseboat. It had no bedrooms. Her friends made her sleep on the kitchen table. And the motor didn't work on Sunday morning. They came home a day early. The company was great. The boat wasn't.
No, I meant like my friends were great.
Oh, the company. That company.
I mean, now that you say that they
made me sleep, they could have given you the couch to sleep on, but that's okay. Listen, these two stories can outdo you.
Okay.
You get one here saying, my birthday party was a house party. Oh. And I had a crush on a guy. Guy had a crush on me. Until my best friend and him started hooking
up. Stop it!
That sucks.
That is not a best friend. You don't do that.
No, it's not a best friend. Well, okay, to be fair, if the best friend doesn't know,
fair,
they cannot be held accountable.
Yeah.
So we don't know if the best friend
knows. Slippy dippy.
Another one. My 30th birthday was forgotten by the restaurant I booked it at. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
I had contacted a local pub, booked their party room, invited friends, family, only to show up, and it was booked by another party. Not to mention, I had reached out a week prior just to confirm, and they're like, yeah, no problem.
And, like, 30 is a big deal.
30 is a big deal.
Yeah.
30 is a big birthday
party.
You just
want to have a manger. You just want to eat, you know, for your 30th.
Anyway, the pub offered them free drinks all night. She said, I got blackout and sang louder than the entertainment.
Yes.
That's how you do it, right? Yeah.
You know what? I'll show you. I'm going to drink every single drink in this place.
Nobody has outdone you on the terrible birthday party thing. I'm glad you got out on your boat.
I'd like you to only refer me as Sailor now.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Trump versus TikTok. The saga continues. So yesterday you may have heard that the President of the United States of America told reporters at the White House that his administration will be taking action to ban TikTok unless it's sold to a U.S. company by September 15th. So no TikTok in the States. Now, Microsoft has confirmed that they are in talks to purchase TikTok. They've released a statement saying Microsoft will move quickly to pursue discussions with TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, in a matter of weeks, and in any event, completing these discussions no later than September 15th, 2020. So this is a lot of information, a lot of trumping, et cetera, but hopefully everything works out well. Toronto, now with stage 3, this hasn't really been talked about. Your office is technically allowed to reopen, and there's a lot of rules following that. Of course, you know, not a lot of like mega businesses downtown, because of course you do still have the gathering number at 50. But the government has said, hey, if you are reopening your small office, a few things we really want you to, you know, abide by: cleaning work surfaces often, cleaning tools before and after use, cleaning regularly touched items, using boot sanitizing trays, the new rage, and also opening doors and windows to let fresh air in. So if you're getting your office on, please do that. Now, if you saw hashtag replace Ellen trending all weekend and were wondering what is happening, what's happening with Ellen DeGeneres, here's the quick rundown on where that is now. So past couple weeks, there's been allegations coming out all over the place of Ellen DeGeneres behaving badly behind the scenes and poor treatment of staff. So many are calling for the resignation and cancellation of Ellen DeGeneres and her show. Now, there have been rumors of other hosts taking over a daytime slot, such as James Corden, but the speculations are that she's not going to be replaced, nor she's going to step down. Towards the end of last week, Ellen herself released a statement saying, "As we've grown exponentially, I've not been able to stay on top of everything and relied on others to do their jobs as they knew I want them done. Clearly, some don't. That will now change, and I'm committed to ensuring this does not happen again." And over the weekend as well, Portia, Ellen's wife, released a statement saying that she stands by Ellen, that they're working through a lot of things right now. So, a lot happening in the land of Ellen, but if
you know what, listen,
it's tricky.
It's here's the thing. First off, what you need to know is that Ellen is not going anywhere.
Yeah,
they're making way too much money off of her. There's not a chance. The thing is, though, if I was one of her three executive producers, who are apparently the major problem here, yeah, not Ellen herself, yeah, I'd be worried because probably one of them is going to go at least.
Yeah.
And the reality of life in the entertainment business is that people are often mean, and what they'll say to you, and they've said, I've had this said to me,
yeah,
if you don't like it, go find another job because there's a lineup around the corner of people willing to do it. And that's exactly sort of the attitude they have. Now, you don't have to like it, but that's pervasive in this, yeah, industry, as it is in many other industries.
And that culture is very dangerous, though.
Well, sure it is, yeah, but it doesn't mean it's not going to happen.
I know.
So the reality is here, Ellen hasn't herself, there's been no actual story linked to Ellen,
yeah,
other than like that one security guard who said she wouldn't look me in the eye. So what I don't like here is that she's got us somehow, she is a gay woman who has done amazing things for the community, and she somehow has to step down because people were mean. And I understand that you can be, I understand the mean part. I understand disrespecting staff. I understand making it a terrible working environment. I've worked in those environments, and absolutely somebody needs to step down. But let's also take a second before we go replacing, yeah, everybody and saying, what actually happened, yeah, here? Let's get the actual facts out. And once we do have the facts out, let's improve. Let's look for a reason for growth. Let's look for a turnaround. Because I can guarantee you, when she comes back, she's going to have to address it right away.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
that will be a growth moment. It'll never be like this again.
And she will. And
100%.
She will step up. And I think we also just quickly need to separate what she's done for the gay community to what she's doing right now. Because she's done a ton for the community.
Totally.
So that needs to also be noted. And,
yeah,
that's what's trending. And I am Jax.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted. Powered by pinkcherry.ca.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So we're going to talk to Hadley today. Grayson was the guy that ghosted her. You met. How did you meet again?
Well, he's a friend of a friend.
Okay.
And so we had met a couple of times at parties, you know, just casual. And then in early July, he liked a couple of my photos on Instagram.
Ooh.
And then I liked a couple of his.
Ooh.
And then
I
the
love
dance
that
begins.
Yeah, lay the groundwork.
You guys are ridiculous.
Yeah. So then he DM'd me saying, "What's up?" And then we started messaging, and we were clearly flirting. It rose to that level, and so we set up a date to have drinks on a patio. And then that morning, the forecast said it was going to rain. You just get like a torrential downpour, mm-hmm, for hours, so not a good time to,
yeah,
be outside having drinks.
Sure.
Yeah, so we were texting, and then we just said, you know, let's reschedule for another day, and he agreed. And then I texted him 2 days later and said, "When are you free? We still got to go on that date." And then I heard nothing back.
Yeah. Okay. So let me ask you first, guys, about the Instagram thing.
Yeah.
So you like a couple of their photos. You wait to see if they like a couple of your photos.
Yeah.
And then you jump to the DMs. Is that how we do it?
Yeah. You got to plant the seeds.
Okay.
I wait for the DM. But yeah, the dance of liking.
Now, do you,
yeah,
comment on each other's photos as
absolutely
well?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No. You throw out like two or three likes.
Yeah.
And sometimes you go recent. And then if they reciprocate, then,
yeah,
you go like a little bit further,
yeah,
back to,
yeah,
say like, "I'm definitely trying to send a message
like deeper."
Here. And then if they send it back, then you send the DM.
Oh my God, this is so
complicated. And then you move in with them.
But you don't comment.
And then you move in with
no
them.
No comments on any photos.
Absolutely,
no,
not.
That's
what
you.
Monster?
I don't understand.
What are
you guys.
Desperate?
Yeah. Easy there,
oh my
thirsty
God.
Guy.
Yeah. All right. So listen, Hadley, was there anything weird in your text messages that you sent back and forth? Or is it just the ones that you've told us about?
There was nothing weird. I mean, I can't, you know, like what you were just saying, you kind of like notice each other notice each other noticing and then, you know, start flirting. And I mean, it was, no, there was nothing weird, so I can't figure out what the problem is.
Okay.
How receptive was he to the idea that you guys reschedule because of the rain?
He was really receptive. I mean, we both agreed that we didn't think it was a good day to go out after all. So, I mean, I don't get it. I really wanted to hang out with him.
Well, and that's why we're going to call him next. So let's hang on for a song. We're going to make the phone call, and we're going to find out where Grayson is, what he's been up to, and why he ghosted you.
Okay, thank you.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted. Powered by pinkcherry.ca.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So if you missed Hadley's story, she meets this guy, Grayson, through a friend of a friend. They do the Instagram dance, which Jax, TJ, please explain one more time.
So you like some of their photos. They like some of your photos. Then you go a little bit deeper back and like some of their older photos.
Oh.
And then if they like some of your older photos, then you send a DM.
But to be clear, you do not comment.
Never comment.
Are you crazy?
No.
No.
Damn. Okay. Well,
the only time you comment is on their stories. So and you start light.
If this sounds as confusing to you as it does to me, Hadley pulled it off. And Hadley, you guys were going to go out, and then the morning of, there was rain, and then you were going to reschedule, and he was cool with that, and then you didn't hear from him ever again.
Yep, that's okay. Right.
So, here's the thing. We're going to give him a call. You guys haven't been on a date yet. We are going to offer him the opportunity to go on a first date with you. The one thing I do want to say, though, and I don't think anything bad's going to happen here, because you guys just have not had enough interaction.
Yeah.
But sometimes this can be a bit brutal. Are you sure you want to make this call?
Absolutely. What do I have to lose?
I like that attitude. Style, yeah.
All right, let's give Grayson a call.
Hello.
Hi, is this is this Grayson?
Yeah, this is Grayson.
Grayson, it's Adam Wild, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. How's it going, man?
It's going good. Is this one of those prank things?
not a prank thing. No, we just actually were calling about a haunting. Actually, a ghosting.
A haunting.
Hadley, do you know that name?
Yeah.
Apparently, you guys were supposed to go out. It was raining that day. You never rescheduled. She hasn't heard from you.
Well, I listen to your show, so I know she's probably there.
Oh.
Hadley.
Hadley, you don't need to stay silent. Yeah. It's okay.
Hi, guys.
You sent me a text in the morning we were going to go on a date, you know, and I reserved that patio table for us and everything like that. And there was a little bit of rain in the morning, and you said, hey, let's reschedule because of rain. And I said, okay, yeah, that makes sense. And then later on, you're posting, you know, images of you with your friends on Instagram at the same time the date was going to happen.
Ooh.
So I don't know if it's ghosting per se, but you seemed more interested in your friends than going on a first date and getting to know me a little better. So I figured...
Okay, hang on a second here.
Wait a minute. I posted that night, but I wasn't actually out with them that night. That picture was from 2 days earlier. I was home waiting for a text from you.
But hang on. Okay,
Jax, go ahead. And I know TJ had his hand up too.
Also, if it wasn't a picture from early on in the week or something like that, you guys had previously canceled. So whatever she chooses to do with her night is her business.
Yeah, she's canceled with me.
It's sort of a
bad look.
But Jax, sort of a bad look.
It is.
It's a bad look.
If you're canceling because of weather, you could have said, hey, listen, I want to hang out with my friends tonight.
But maybe she didn't. Maybe that just happened to happen
and
after.
And that's not what happened anyway. So we're arguing a thing that didn't happen.
It's not a bad move. But, it's not a good move.
Okay. TJ, what did you want to say?
I was going to say that it's not a good move.
But hey, we're not playing the hypothetical game,
are we? Okay. So just to recap for everybody, they were supposed to go out. They canceled due to the rain. Hadley put up pictures, and Grayson thought that Hadley was going out with her friends when it turned out, Hadley, you were actually hanging out at home waiting for a text from him, and those were pictures from a couple nights previous. Do I have that right, you guys?
Right. So what's the problem?
You know, I took it as you were more interested in hanging out with friends than hanging out with me.
Which, to be honest, she probably should be.
Yeah.
So cancellation.
Stranger danger.
Okay. All right. So here's the deal, guys.
That's unfortunate because you misread it and then you just ghosted me.
So,
harsh.
With that in mind, do you guys still want to go out on this first date? We will pick up the tab.
No, I'm good.
if you want to buy me a beer alone, that'd be great. No,
this was a fun time. This was a really good idea.
Yeah. I feel cleansed. You know, I feel safe.
Guys, we wish you both the best.
Yeah.
In your separate love lives. Clearly separate. Thanks so much for playing.
Yeah. Playing. What is the game?
Virgin Mornings.
With what's trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Get out of there. That's what we're saying to those folks who are jet skiing in Niagara Falls. So the police in Niagara Falls are actually like... they're upset about this because I guess a couple jet skiers over the weekend, of course, trying to get video content. We're super, super close to the falls. And I don't know. That's dangerous. In fact, they've said it is reckless, dangerous, selfish, and stupid, and are advising people to just stop. Like, don't do that. Don't jet ski near the falls. So
yeah,
you...
but they're like, but I could make so much YouTube money.
And that's the tempting part, is the monetization of content,
huge,
isn't it?
Huge.
Speaking of money, you're going to pay a couple bucks for this. There are now vending machines for masks and hand sanitizers around Toronto, which in theory sounds very, very appealing. However, these have been spotted at Yorkdale and Canada Square and are popping up kind of all over the place. Listen to this price list. If you want to get a hand sanitizer, it's going to be $9.95. Cloth mask is going to be $19.95 each. KN95 mask for $22.95. And cloth mask with string ties. Ooh, fancy. $22.95.
What is this, an airport?
I know. It's like it. And also, you can't gouge people. Like, isn't price gouging not allowed to be a thing anymore?
It's not allowed. But what they probably could justify it as, well, we had to rent the land. We had to buy the vending machines.
Oh,
we had to do all the things that go insurance. Them all the things that would go, you power them, whatever it is. So you could, I probably rationalize it. It's just a matter of, is anybody going to pay $20 for an N95 mask
when
you could go down the street to Shoppers Drug Mart and get one for less, way, way less?
Well, down with the vending machines then, business mind Adam Wild.
No, I mean, it's a great idea. Just no one's paying yeah, $20 for an N95. Like, it's ridiculous.
E-bike patrol. E-bike services are going to be upping their services here in Toronto. So you may have seen a company called Zig. They just came to Canada in the past few months, and now they're in Toronto. There's a few of them, but they're getting like 150 new bikes. So these are rentable like e-bikes that you can just hop on. You can pay a subscription service and then just hop on, which, I mean, again, in theory sounds fun and awesome, but also, I mean, Bixie bikes are dangerous, and hopefully everybody...
Bikes are dangerous? How?
Do you want to go down this road with me?
You mean the rentable Toronto bikes?
Yes. Yeah, you have a Bixie bike station in front of your house.
Yes.
It's because people get on them. They don't know how to bike.
Oh.
And they're just flying around causing havoc.
Most people who get on those things are fine.
No, you know what? That's not true. It's not true, okay?
You sound like...
I know what I
said. You sound like your grandmother right now. These people, they don't know how to drive.
Listen,
I'm sure they'll be fine.
Don't
and
you bring
tons,
Nanny into
they've
this.
Put in a ton of new bike lanes this summer. As I'm sure you've noticed.
Yeah, I have, Adam.
So if you stick to the lanes,
okay,
you're safe.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
Have to worry about Jax running you over in a little Volkswagen Golf.
Stop.
It's white, by the way, just in case you're
don't
wondering.
Don't give away my license plate. And that's what's trending. Please be safe. I'm Jax.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
There are certain debates, like, is a hot dog a sandwich? Does the toilet paper go under or over? That will rage forever. However, science... can finally tell us whether or not rinsing your dishes before putting them in the dishwasher is the right thing to do. Now, before I do this, I want to call you a little roll call of everybody in the room and where we stand. So, Jax, are you a dish rinser?
Yes.
You're a dish rinser.
I'm not a monster.
Producer Jesse, are you a dish rinser?
I am a dishwasher and then put it in the dishwasher.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yes. Wow. Okay. Captain Anal Retentive.
Yeah.
Jeez. I bet it's fun to hang at your house and clean up.
You've been there. It is fun.
It's super fun. I'm leaving before cleanup for sure.
Okay.
all right. And I am... leave it the way it is. That's why I bought the flipping dishwasher in the first place. Now, here's the thing. When I say that, I want to say that there are some people, crazy people, who will leave actual food on the plate. You don't leave food on the plate because that clogs the dishwasher, right? So we're going to eliminate that right away. But I'm talking sauces, some leftovers, you know what I mean? Sticky stuff. According to science, rinsing your plates before the dishwasher does more harm than good.
Oh, stop it. Where'd you find this article?
The Daily Mirror.
Okay, so that is like...
In the UK. It's one of the biggest newspapers in the UK. Okay.
Yeah, they have a lot of, they do, but this is the big one.
Yeah, they do. Okay, so listen, they didn't do the study themselves. It was done out of a university, but essentially what happens is most dishwashers are equipped with sensors, and they can sense how dirty your plates are. So when the cycle starts, it means that your machine's going to look at the plates and go, well, we don't have to be as strong on these because they're not that dirty. If you pre-rinse them, it may fool the dishwasher into thinking it only needs the lightest of wash cycles, which explains why you're left with some dirty dishes after the end of a full cycle.
I just like, if you're...
So I just want to ask, what's it like to be on the wrong side, guys?
I want to know what it's like.
Oh, so if I pre-rinse my dishes, the dishwasher goes lighter on my plates and they come out clean and they last longer.
No,
sounds
they,
like
they
I'm,
last longer.
It sounds like I'm win-win. It goes easier on the dishes because I pre-washed them, and now I get a light wash because they don't need as much.
I mean,
thank you.
Producer Jesse is just right. He's just right in general. I just want to know where, like, your logic when it comes to... Well, I'm
my
logic. Hey, hey. Hang on. Hang on. I just don't understand, Adam Wilde, why you personally, like, you're already scraping the old egg yolk and the mounds of hot sauce that you put on it. Like, it's disgusting.
But you don't have to wash the hot sauce off.
Hang on. Hang on, old boy. You're already scraping. Why not just do a rinse?
Because
I don't have time. I got to watch hockey. I got to watch hockey. I got to go.
Environmentally, it's not friendly to rinse before. That's been proven. So I'm looking out for specifically the sea turtles that Jax did not care about.
Okay, so I don't like this bit. And I don't like this bit.
And secondly, I have a dishwasher. It's there to do its job. And if the dishwasher does its job, which it always does, my dishes are fine. They're clean, just as clean as you.
Okay.
You guys have been to my house. I got a clean house.
Yeah.
Why am I doing more work than I need to do?
We're getting so many texts.
You're putting more stress on your dishwasher for no reason.
That's what it is there for.
Okay, I just...
It's there to be a little stressed.
You grew up here and you've loved the city forever.
Right.
I want to know if you're okay knowing that your city is now against you.
Okay, well, what are they saying? What are the texts saying?
Go text from the 416. Nope, you got to do the rinse first. It's the only way. Text from the... text
what if it's not, though?
Okay, hang on. Yo, listen... Texty Tanya over here needs to read some text, okay?
Nope, drive without a seatbelt. It's the only way.
Text with the 519. Nope, hand washing is the way. And I will say, and I'm going to disclose this before you corner me, I don't have a dishwasher.
You've had dishwashers, though.
I have, right? Okay. But hand washing is the way in general. It feels good, Adam. You should try it out.
Jesse, hand washing's not the way. We can at least agree on
that's
that.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous.
Nobody's like, yeah, please, I want
a
hand wash.
And then a text that also doesn't like Adam Wilde like the rest of us. Text at the 289. Rinse to the point of basically washing. There we are.
Yep.
That's a Jesse, a producer Jesse guy.
So here's what I want to do. All right.
No stress on my washing.
I'm upset about this.
Wah!
But I want to see if we can do something and figure this. I want to figure this out the right way.
Oh, no.
So, we take the first 5 calls and texts from right now. All the other ones don't count. So, all the ones being haters don't count. I want to know, scientifically, if Virgin Mornings and everybody that listens agrees with the science that says...
Beep, beep, beep.
You don't rinse your dishes before the dishwasher.
Don't look at me like that.
I'm just waiting.
Play a song. Play a song. Play a song.
416-872-9999-999-999 on the text.
Damn.
Could Team Adam please show up on this one? That'd be really great.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Do you pre-wash your dishes before you put them in the dishwasher, or do you, you know, do what you're supposed to do, just put them in the dishwasher?
Stop it.
Science says you should just put them in the dishwasher because your dishwasher actually has sensors.
Yeah.
And if it senses that you've got a lighter load, even if you don't, because you've rinsed off your dishes, you're tricking your dishwasher and not doing you a very good job. However, people like Jax, like producer Jesse, sticking to their guns.
Yeah.
And the scientific survey question is, what are you? And what is the Virgin Radio listenership? Are we pro pre-rinse, or are we again?
Well, Adam, we got a text here from the 289.
Okay.
Team Jax, team producer Jesse. Sorry, Adam, but science is lying to you. Facts are facts. That's right. Text me 647. You bought a dishwasher to wash the dishes so you don't have to.
Right. Thank you. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Are you proud of me? I'm not weeding out the ones that agree with
you. I am. I don't know if I trust you on this one, but okay.
And Melody says, you wash it first, and then you put it in the washer. Okay? That's the only way to do it, science or not.
Do you wash your laundry before you put it in the laundry?
What?
Do you wash your laundry before you put it in the washing machine?
It's not the same. Sometimes I do a cold rinse in my sink, okay?
So Team Jax and Team Jesse up 2-1 right now if you're keeping score. Good morning, Virgin Radio. What side are you on?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Are you a pre-rinser or a whatever? I'm crazy. Let's just throw them in.
I was not a pre-rinser until the day I opened my dishwasher after being away for a long weekend, uh-huh. And nothing was pre-rinsed.
Uh-huh.
I am now a pre-rinser for life.
Is that because it was gross and you didn't wash it before you left?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I bet that was disgusting. That's like leaving your garbage for the weekend, right. And then coming back and going, oh, it stinks.
But hang on, let's circle back to you think Adam's wrong, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the call. Hi, Connie.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
You don't wash your dishes before you put them in the dishwasher. The whole point of a dishwasher is to save your time. If you're going to wash your dishes first, then you just need a drying rack.
Okay.
Jax,
okay.
If I hired a butler, would I answer my own door?
That's not the same.
That's the same.
Where do you come up with this stuff?
Let's just say worst comes to worst, you put all your dirty dishes in the dishwasher and one comes out or two come out. That's the worst case scenario. The fact is 79 other dishes got washed.
Yeah, but I don't, you know, the garbage truck is coming. I still have to put out my garbage.
I don't know what that means.
It means it's not the garbage
truck. Did that make any sense? Jesse's on your team. Jesse, did that make any sense?
No.
Well, definitely don't waste your time washing the dishes.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
If you noticed Ellen DeGeneres trending over the weekend, here is the latest on that. You know, there was some rumors, some allegations that there was some behavior behind the scenes that, you know, wasn't top notch, both by her as well as her staff. It's kind of all over the place right now. Some are saying James Corden is going to take over for her. Her show's going to be canceled. Some are saying she's not going to be stepping down. The network's not going to ask her to. She has put out a statement saying, you know, I'm sorry. I'll do better. I apologize for this. These allegations are not true. Portia's standing beside her as well. They have announced as of just this morning that the second week of September, the Ellen DeGeneres show will be back on live. So
right. Because of course.
Yeah. And that's the thing, right?
Okay. So sometimes in life, we can get a little too big for our britches.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I think that's clearly what happened here. You got to remember, too, on a TV show, yes, the host is somewhat the boss.
Yeah.
Somewhat, though. The executive producers on The Ellen Show are the boss, though. And that goes for any show. Like, they could be the Marilyn Dennis Show. They could go over the social, like Your Morning, any of the shows that we do in-house here. The executive producers are the real bosses here. They're the ones in charge of the culture.
Yeah.
So if there's a toxic work culture, if I'm one of those three executive producers, all of them have won multiple Emmys and that sort of thing, and I forget their names, I'm worried about my job. Mm-hmm. Ellen has done a lot of amazing things. And yeah, she's probably made some mistakes too. And they're doing these investigations are ongoing or whatever. But the worst that we've heard about her so far is that security guard that's like, yeah, she wouldn't look me in the eyes.
Yeah. There's a lot of allegations of rudeness, which is like, oh, I mean.
We can't. Okay. At a certain point, I understand that people get offended and that sort of thing. And we should. You should. Your feelings are valid. Mm-hmm. However, if the worst that you can do is Ellen wasn't really mean to me, the executive producers were, then why are we replacing Ellen? Replace the executive producers. There's plenty of people who can do that job.
And I think whatever happens out of this is going to be good because it sounds like they're going to have to definitely switch things up in whatever regard that is, right?
And let's show some growth rather than just cutting it off.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
There's a lot of goodwill that she's created and there's a lot of things that people can criticize her for. But let's show somebody with some growth. Hey, I made some mistakes and I'm back and I'm going to correct those mistakes and I'm going to live differently.
Exactly.
How great is that?
I'm not going to say I'm going to do better. This is how I'm going to do better.
Right.
Exactly. your office in Toronto, as of stage three, which kicked off on Friday, is, I mean, technically allowed to open now. That is, of course, with the stage three rules with COVID-19, meaning gatherings up to 50 people. So if your office has less than 50 people, you know, you can technically open. The government is urging folks to still stay and work from home. But if you are opening your office, they're saying this: cleaning regularly touched items is essential. Cleaning tools before and after use is essential. Using booth sanitizing trays, opening doors and windows to let fresh air in, etc. So they got that full list if you're heading back to work.
Love.
And the TikTok Trump saga continues. Are you just laughing over
there's
that?
A global pandemic going on. He's
know,
like, no, we got to focus
know,
on TikTok.
Like,
but anyway.
So right. Trump essentially said no to TikTok. He wants it to be shut down by, or he's going to shut it down by mid-September unless an American company purchases it. Microsoft has said, yeah, you know what? We're going to be stepping up and we are going to be purchasing it. Hopefully they will be fully in talks by the September 15th deadline. But like.
Oh, they better have the deal wrapped up.
It has to be wrapped. I just like, what? What is the world? And that's what's trending. I'm Jax. Gotta go.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.